Anything combat with Johnny K.
But it's anything combat, though.
Welcome back, combatants, to the Anything Combat show, when we discuss everything mixed martial arts. I'm your host, Johnny K, and today we've got someone who's already been on the show. This is their second time on. He's an MMA fighter, heavyweight. He's a judo champ. He's from Serbia. He's fighting for the KSW belt. Please welcome for a second time, the Hammer, Darko Storcic. How are you, Darko?
Hello, John. I'm feeling good. Doing great, and I'm here in currently in Croatia, Zagreb, for training camp. I will finish my training camp here probably. So yeah, I'm here.
In Croatia, will you be meeting up with Krokop for the camp?
No. I'm in ATT, American Top Team, Zagreb here.
Yeah, cool, bro. Yep. And how's the camp going? How's training going right now?
Everything going really, really good. I'm here with my sparring partner from Serbia. Also, I have some heavy guys here in ATT. So everything for now, it's very good. And I'm satisfied, you know, with how this goes. I had a lot of time for this training camp. I can say that I'm preparing for this fight, I think, 5 months. From my last fight in June, so I'm training all the time, and I feel good.
So you fought Miran Fabjan, and then now you're fighting for the KSW belt.
Yeah, yeah.
You got exactly what you wanted. So you had this is a rematch. The guy's already beaten you. This is a chance for you to avenge your loss. This is a title fight, so it's big money as well. And you are actually undefeated in KSW besides this loss. So this is the only loss you have in that promotion. So what does that mean to you? Tell me your thoughts on this fight now that you have the opportunity to avenge the only blemish on your career.
Yeah, after almost 3 years, you know, I'm fighting again against De Vries, who is undisputed champion in KSW. He's a guy with most title defense in KSW in history. So I'm so driven for this fight, and I'm waiting this fight so long. After our first fight in that time, I think I was I'm not on that level in that time, but now I'm older, I'm smarter, I'm trained better, I feel good. I upgrade my MMA skills, so now I think everything it will be different, and now I will take that belt, because from the beginning, from the start, when I signed for the KSW, my goal was to take that belt, and I fought one time against De Vries, and now I'm fighting again after 3 years, so you can imagine, you know, how it's hard to get that opportunity to fight with him again, because after our first fight, I had six fights. So, you know, it was a long road to this opportunity, and I will show everybody that I can do it and take that belt.
So this fight, as we know, is against Phil De Vries, and when you fought him, he actually got you in the fifth round. And now your preparation's going well. You've been training with Rade Opačić as well. What must you do for this fight differently to get a different result from last time?
Yeah, when I'm in Serbia, I have a great sparring partners for stand-up game, like Rade, Nikola, and a lot of other guys in Serbia. But now for this fight, it's a little bit different, because I must upgrade my wrestling defense against De Vries. So I'm focused on that to be good in that game, to stay on, you know, like, that's not a secret. I want to be on the feet and try to finish the fight on the feet, but I must be very skilled to punish him when he tried to throw me down. He's a big guy. He's very skilled in the grappling. Every fight it's the same when he's fighting. He want to put two guys on the ground, and and the mole hit them, and he wants to finish fight like 5 rounds on the ground. So I want to stand on the feet and finish fight on the feet. But like I said, my game now in the it's much better. I think I'm now on the biggest level than ever. So this fight will be different than first one.
This fight is in Poland, and
Poland, yep.
you're actually a fan favorite in Poland, which is interesting as well. And this is his 12th title fight. He's 11 and 0 in
Yes.
KSW, so it's a massive title fight for you, good fight for your
Yes.
career. Once you get the KSW belt, what do you think that does for you?
The KSW belt, it's my legacy. So that's something I wanted so much. So that will be crown of my career probably. And it's a big goal for me. KSW belt from the beginning, it's a big goal for me. And if I take that belt, and I think I will, I finish my goal, and then I can do title defense, couple of time, doesn't matter. Maybe I go in light heavyweight. You never know. Then you can play, with everything. But for now, the main goal is that belt, and when you have that belt, everything, everything it's different then.
Big shout out to Renato Subotic. He's a massive coach in Australia. He's Serbian, and he was in Serbia, you working
Yes.
with him. I've got a lot of respect for that guy. I've got a lot of respect for that. He's
Renato, it's a great guy, and he has an open mind and a lot of nice thing to recommend, and we did a couple trainings, and he said me his opinion, like what he think about that fight, how that need to goes. So yeah, he's a great guy, and we met in Serbia, but he now he's now in I think in Australia. He went to Australia, so but we are in contact. He's a good
He's really good. He's one of the best coaches that we have in Australia right now. He's operating out of Sydney, and we're always putting in good work. So I want to ask you, what do you think as a coach he did well when you worked with him?
He has good mind for strategy in the fights. So I think that is the his best of him is to see strategy for the fight. So he told me some things about strategy for the freeze, and that's pretty much. I can't say to you, what he said, but it's good advices.
Your last fight was up against an absolute loudmouth in Miran Fabjian,
Yes,
and
yes.
when I watched the fight, he dropped you at the very beginning. He darted
Yes,
forward.
yes.
He was very quick. So I want to ask you, were you impressed that he gave you such a hard fight, and that the speed was such a factor in the fight?
Yeah, that was a really crazy fight, and Belgrade Arena, it was full, so a lot of people came in to watch that fight. But Miran shows that he has really, really heavy hands, and he's a real deal, and he show everybody that he's good, and that was a really crazy fight. So it was very risky for me. I was 2 time in knockdown in the first round, but later I recovered and finished the fight. But it was not easy fight for me. So Miran is really 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 good fighter. So
An interesting thing that I want to talk to you about that is to do with Miran is that he took a collective 9 years off during his career. And during that time, he wasn't taking damage, he was training, right? So these fighters, similar to Beterbiev, who is in his late 30s and is older, Yoel Romero, who's in his late, early 40s, when he was fighting in the UFC, Do you feel like it's really good for fighters that if they don't take damage, they can keep attributes like good chin and speed if they're not constantly getting into these fights and taking damage?
Depends, 40 years of old, it's very, very, it's a lot of years for a fighter. But if you are feel good, if you don't have if you don't have some damage, if you have a motivation to fighting, why not? But I don't know. Miran has crazy energy for fighting. He loved that. And guys like Miran, they're always dangerous because they are motivated to do more. So, like Joe Romero, he has 43, 5 years, I don't know, and he's still in good shape. But it depends, it depends. So
Mirani currently has the interim belt and he's
yes.
taking on Joka Ilic, which is a fellow Serb. So let me ask you, what do you think about this fight with Joka?
It's the same like me, very, very big fight, and people are also very interested for that fight. Arena in Zagreb, it will be full probably. So, like I said, Miran can be very dangerous guy because he has big motivation for every fight, especially when you are fighting against guy, like me, like Joker, like people who has some name in the MMA. But I don't know, Ilić, Joker is also a very dangerous guy. He has very, very good knees, very good high kicks, very good moving in the octagon. I can't say, nothing because I think it's 50-50. You never know with Miran.
If Miran gets him out of there, and you know the FNC has so many views, that could be an amazing rematch for you to even get even bigger dollars. Because I was looking at the views, the FNC, you know, Vasyl
Yeah,
Klitschko getting
big views.
15 million. Vasyl was getting 15 million. The Joker Miran, the face-off got 1 million. That could be a massive money match for you for a rematch. Would you want that?
In this moment, really, I'm really focused on the field of freeze. This is much bigger fight for me than any other fight. So the freeze and that KSW belt is my main goal for me, and after that I don't know. But in this moment, I just want to take that belt, and that is most important for me and for my career. So later, you never know.
Miran was talking a lot of shit to you backstage. So, what exactly did he say that pissed you off backstage when he found you? You know, when he was sitting down and you came here. What happened there?
He talk a lot, like everybody knows, and he said a lot of things, but that is his style. So in the end, we shake a hand. He sent me a nice message after the fight, and we are good now. But during that interviews, during the media days and everything, he's guy who is selling the tickets. So here he's like Balkan McGregor, I don't know, and that's his style. So he loved to do that and talk a lot, so that his style, and that's it.
So with this KSW belt, you're gonna have a massive crowd, right, for this fight. And when fighters fight and they have that crowd, they've got all the people yelling at them and stuff. What do you think fighters can do to prepare themselves mentally for the fight in front of the crowd before being in the cage with that environment, seeing it so different?
For me, I love when people are more how to say I love, of course, when people cheers for me and they want me to win. But when I'm in the cage, I only hear my corner, and that is the most important for me. So I don't care. Does anybody speak, some shit or, I don't hear a crowd and fans. I just, I'm focused in the octagon. I'm focused on my opponent, and I only hear my corner, and that is most important. But when people cheers for you, I don't, it's nice thing.
When people are booing at you and that throws you off for a little bit, like a little couple seconds, that could change something for a fighter. So, what do you do to recenter your energy?
I don't care. I don't care really. I don't care what people are doing, So, like I said, the most important thing is to be in the fight with your brain, mentally and physically. It's most important to be in that fight. So, I don't care what is happening around the cage. So.
Mentally, if you're thinking about fighting, I want to ask you, what comes to your mind when you think about fighting and the sport?
You think on this fight for against the Freeze or generally?
In general.
What I think about the fight before the fight?
Either, I want to get from you, when you think of fighting as a sport, what comes to your mind? Why is it important to you?
When I'm thinking about MMA, it's the first thing on my mind. On my mind, it's violence. So, like that is, it's good to train some sport, and I think that every professional sport is not healthy. But every sport, like if you train like hobby, amateur, it's good for the health. But every sport, every professional athlete has a lot of stress, a lot of injuries, a lot of mental stuff and everything. So it's very hard to be a professional fighter. I think to be professional athlete is not healthy, but that's my opinion.
Serious question, if you're going through all that stress, what do you think was the worst camp of your career, and what do you think like harmed you the most during a camp?
I can't say the worst camp in my career. In every camp, you learn something new. It doesn't matter. It's a bad camp or good camp. You learn that thing later. In that moment, you think that is the best camp you have. But later, when you get older and if you lose the fight, like I lost the fight against the Freeze in my first match against him. I see now from this perspective, I see that in that time that was wrong camp for that fight. But in that moment, I was thinking that camp is good for me. But you learn from every camp, you learn something new, you change sparring partners, you change people, you change environment. So in the end, you find what you need. So when you change a lot of things, in the end you find what is the best for you. So it's good to have that experience with training partners, with coaches, with training camps, to see in the end what is the best thing to do for you for preparation.
What's something that you learned from the previous camp and the previous fight that's made you a better fighter for today when you fought Miran?
You think when I get preparation for Miran or for the Freeze?
After you fought Miran, there's
Miran.
something that you would have learned from that camp and that fight. What do you think it
Listen,
was to make you a better fighter?
that was five months ago, and I really really prepared very well for that fight. But he punched me, and change everything. So I didn't expect that fight will go in that way in the first 10 seconds, But from that camp, everything was good. So I can't say that that was the wrong camp. I did the really good camp, and I did really good preparations. But you know, in the fight, everything can happen, and he changed everything with that first punch. So, but I think I did a good camp, but you know, he surprised me in that fight.
You said that fighting is a violent sport, which it is. So, do you feel like fighting makes you a better person at all?
Yeah, I think fighting and you know, every sport can make you good. Like you are more, you're not aggressive on the street. You are not, you don't looking for trouble when you are, especially when you're training like MMA, boxing, some combat sports. You are not, you're if you are training every day and you get punched in the face on every training. You don't have energy, and you don't have you know, that kind of thinking in your head to fighting on the streets, to do problems you know, outside the gym. So I think combat sports are really good for having that for having how to say, to be confident in yourself, so you don't need to do thing outside the gym. The confidence is the more the in the it's the biggest thing you get in the gym.
You fought for FNC, KSW, UFC, and Brave. What is the pay like for the KSW and FNC compared to the UFC, seeing that it's in Europe, it's outside of the US? What is it like in those promotions, seeing that you fought for the biggest organization already?
You think on the paying on money?
Yes, do you think it's good?
It's for me. I have really good contract with KSW, and they are paying me really, really good. And they have the biggest contract I have. It's in KSW, so nobody can give me like better offer, I think, here in Europe.
Just quickly, I wanted to ask you about Opacic. So he fought in Senshi and he's been doing well there. So what do you think's on the horizon for him? Do you think he needs that title shot?
With one, it's like difficult, a little bit now. It's a difficult situation. I see that some fighters are unhappy with one like promotion. Like Roberto Solic, he didn't fight for 2 years. So that's very, very, very big problem. Rade also, he's not fighting for one, you know, I don't know, couple months, one year, I think, I don't know. And but I think that he need to fight for that one championship belt. That is a great fight against, I think, Kriklia. It's a champion in one championship, so I hope he will fight for that belt. But I don't know what his status in one for now, for contracts and stuff like that. So if he sign another contracts for one, I think he need to fight against current champion for that belt.
I was looking at the current scene for Balkan MMA and FNC, and I was seeing the numbers that you guys were pulling, like we made reference to before. When I was looking at the UFC talent from the Balkan, like yourself, Darko, and also Alexander Rakic, we've seen that generation. Now, the new generation is going to go into the UFC in 5, 6 years' time, right? So I want to ask you, what do you think? Why do you think people are not paying attention to Balkan MMA if FNC is getting more viewership than Bellator and the PFL right now?
I think you are wrong, because FNC has big views, big fans. A lot of people now in Balkan follows the home fighters and the FNC, and it's the biggest view. It's now fans are crazy now for fighters from Balkan, for FNC, for it's this is the best time. This is the best time for Balkan promotion like FNC and our us like a fighters, I think.
Do you think the UFC will pay attention to that and sign those guys from the FNC?
Why, for sure, why not? It's a lot of good potential. FNC has a lot of good fighters and good potentials, so I think why not? Ivan Erslan signed from FNC to UFC contract, so.
Is there a fighter in the Balkan MMA scene from FNC right now that we don't know about that you think's going to get there? Who should we be paying attention to, Darko?
FNC has a very good roster of fighters and a lot of young fighters, and I think for now it's too early to speak about those fighters, because they have five fights, six fights, and but they have a very good potential to sign for UFC. But the UFC, like UFC, it's not for me from this perspective now. UFC for me, it's not main goal. You can be very good paid, and you have a very good treatment in other organization like FNC, Octagon, KSW, like some Europe Balkan organization. You can be very good paid. You can have a very good attentions, and you can have a big views, fans, everything in this European promotions. UFC, like UFC, I think they don't pay really good fighters, and they don't have a good contract, so.
What do you think about the FNC's Coliseum thing, where it's like a Coliseum and they had all the fighters in there?
Yeah, that's nobody have that Colosseum, so. FNC is the first, I think, MMA organization who make it happen like that kind of thing in the Colosseum. So it's crazy. So it's really really great event, and great opportunity to feel that energy, like gladiators fighting before and everything. So it's really good thing.
Darko, the last time we were talking on the show, we were talking about Pereira and Yuri and all that stuff. So, did you end up watching the Khalil Pereira fight today?
I saw only damage in the end of the fight. So Pereira, it's a really, really dangerous guy, and he has crazy power in the hands and in the legs. But I can't wait to see him fighting against some guy who are all around fighter, who are not only stand up guy. And I would
Like
love,
Rakic.
Rakic, Ankalaev, guys who are very good in the wrestling and everything. So I can't wait to see that kind of fight, because from For now, he's fighting against guys who are doing stand-up game, but in that game, he's like the best. So,
What do you think you would do for that style? Would you just try and favor, like throwing overhands, trying to clip them fast and
no,
take them down?
I was, I probably, I would take him down, and I did ground and pound and stuff like that. So I was trying to do the stuff like that, to throw him down, to take some damage on the ground and pound and finish the fight. Because standing with him, stand up, it's 50-50, very dangerous.
during the fight, right, it's going at a fast pace, all the fights that you've had. So when it's going at a fast pace and you're trying to concentrate on their patterns, or you kind of concentrate on what your team has told you, what are you doing? Are you focusing on that at the same time that you're flowing with that person? Or like, how do you concentrate during such a fast-paced fight?
Yeah, I'm here. When I hear some information, I decide in my head if I want to do that or not. So, I hear information from my corner, do that, and when I decide if I want to do that or not, it's, it's so. But I hear everything from the corner.
I saw you training with Krokop when I was doing my research on you.
That
I
was
want to ask.
a long time ago, 5 years ago, I don't know, when I was in UFC.
You don't train with him anymore?
No, I'm not in contact with him.
What do you think about his understanding for striking? Did he help you a lot?
He has, his style, and he was the best in that. And I think every fighter has some, something in how to say, every fighter has some specific what he's doing in the fight. He was great in the fighting on the feet with left high kick. So I have maybe right hand. Some other guy has takedowns. Every fighter has something specific. So
Why'd you end up not working with him anymore?
in that time, I went to another camp to try, and that was my last fight on the UFC contract. So I was thinking to see a little bit around, to see in other gyms what I can learn. So I went in another gym.
With your learning right now, what do you think there's something that you've improved on, something that you didn't have before that you do now?
I have now very very good takedown defense. So that's my main thing now. I think I'm now I upgrade my takedown defense on another level. So for this fight, that is the most important.
How much strength and conditioning have you been doing for this camp?
I'm doing three trainings per week, like strength and conditioning, and at evening I'm doing specific like striking, MMA, wrestling.
In your life post fighting, what do you want to do?
When I finish my fighting career,
Yes.
I don't know. For now, I'm looking for some, maybe some business, or maybe I stay in the fighting business, but like in other some in some other from some other perspective, not like fighters. So I don't know. I will see. For now, I want to fight a couple years more, and we will see.
Dadko, it's really hard to get information on you when I research you on the internet and other people research you. It's hard to get that information. So, are you a spiritual person? Do you pray?
It's hard to say. I believe in God, but I don't love to saying about that. I'm not right person for speaking like that kind of things. But yeah, I'm believing in God, and I'm Orthodox Christian. I'm Orthodox, and we are all in Serbia. We are believing in like in God, and that's very very important thing.
Tell me, what do you do for that? Does it help you free up your head when you
I love
when you
it's good to be calm, and it's good to how to say, I love to go and visit some monasteries and church, and when you went on that kind of place, you feel like relaxed, and you are good later. You are good with your feelings in your head, and it's good for mental health. Every day it's some stress, you know, especially when you are in a training camp and then you are fighting, especially before the fight, couple days. That's a big kind of stress, you know, and you must have something how to relax and be calm. And
The final question I have for you, Darko, is what's something that you think you need to do as a person to make yourself a better person, a better man?
what I need to do
Is there something that you need to improve on?
it's always something improving, and all, you know, I can say that I'm like good person, I'm the great person and stuff like that, you know. Every person has some good things, some bad things, and I'm trying to be and to give my best and to be good husband, good father, good you know, good training partner. I'm trying to be like good person, you know, but so that's most important, to try to be a good person.
That's all we have time for, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Dadakor, for your time as always. Is there any final remarks you want to say to the fans at home as we wrap up the podcast today?
To all my fans, come to Gliwice, to Poland, to see great event, KSW 100. It will be a spectacular event, and I hope I will take that belt to Serbia.
Follow Darko Stosic on Instagram, link in the description, and follow Anything Combat. We will see you all next time.
I'm coming for the kill.